Wednesday, February 2nd, I'm Mark Lasaya, and it's time to get loaded. News Corp's iPad exclusive newspaper is being shown today. It's called The Daily, and at the time of this filming, we don't know much. It does have a website, although the focus of this newspaper is to be optimized for the iPad. The Daily will have 6 sections with original content every day. We hear that readers can subscribe for 99 cents a week. We'll fill you in on the rest tomorrow. It seems like internet access is back up in Egypt. 5 days ago, the country disconnected itself from the web, but Egyptian websites that were unreachable before now seem to be up and running. 2 of the country's largest telecommunications carriers are now accessible online, and the website of the Egyptian parliament is working, although the site's last update was on January 24th. Bloggers from the Egyptian Twitterati also confirmed that the web, along with BlackBerry and mobile services, are back on. Google Maps 5.1 for Android will now let you check into a location using Latitude. Latitude is Google's service that shares your location with friends. Now Android users have the option to get reminders to check into a place once Latitude finds where you are. You can also set it to check into specific places automatically, and Latitude will also check you out automatically once you leave. You can, of course, customize privacy settings to control who sees your info. Comcast and Time Warner announced a deal that lets you stream live cable TV content onto your mobile devices. Smartphones, PCs, and the iPad will support the service, and networks like CNN, HLN, Turner Classic Movies, and the Cartoon Network will be included. The deal is an add-on to the paid TV Everywhere service that lets cable subscribers watch on-demand content. Live TV streaming will just be a new feature. Comcast's streaming service Xfinity TV also updated their iPad app to let you watch movies and TV shows on the tablet. HBO, Stars, Showtime, and Cinemax are on board. Google Street View is taking you to the museum. The service is called Art Project, and it lets you view art from several museums across the world. The Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and the National Gallery in London are just a few, and there are 17 museums total. You can walk through the halls or choose to learn more about a particular art piece that strikes an interest. Right now, over 1,000 images of artwork are available, and Google plans to add more museums and artworks to the project. And Flickr made a big boo-boo. According to a photo blogger in Zurich, the site, which is owned by Yahoo, accidentally deleted his paid account by mistake, removing his 4,000 photos, and now the site says they can't get them back. Luckily, he says the original files are saved, but all links pointing to his Flickr blog are now dead. The company responded saying they would restore his account and add 4 years of free pro to make up for their error. I think Yahoo can probably do better than that. That's your news for the day. I'm Mark Lasaya for CNET.com, and you've just been loaded.